Coming to you from Whidbey Island, Washington, this is Stories from Women Who Walk, a uniquely forward-looking, story-based podcast for anyone charmed by and curious about the power of story to profoundly and positively shift our awareness, our behavior, even our culture, as well as those who wish to learn more about the power of walking to reveal the world around us and within us. I'm your host, Diane Wisgo. However did I get here? I never expected to be a podcaster, and yet here I am. Several years ago, I left behind everything I knew. My home, my community of 20 years, my friends, my nationally recognized practice as a litigation consultant, and moved 1,300 miles north to the Pacific Northwest to begin anew. I wasn't looking to become a podcaster, but podcasting was looking for me. You know how they say, we don't get what we want. We get what we dream about. I had to take a leap of faith and believe that this is what I was dreaming about, a chance to share things I love, stories, walking, nature, connection, the curveball life throws us, hope, imagination, hard-won optimism in the face of adversity, and overcoming hardship at all odds. Why? In the hope that what we create here will feed your soul and your souls. A chance to be nourished, inspired, energized, and move outside your comfort zone, because that's where the gutsy women thrive. Who is this podcast for? Anyone charmed by and curious about the power of story to profoundly and positively shift our awareness, our behavior, even our culture, as well as those who wish to learn more about the power of walking to reveal the world around us and within us. In this realm, nature is our co-creative partner. Everyone is welcome here as we begin this walk together, a walk I hope will be long and fruitful. What do stories and walking have to do with one another? Stories are the tune of our imagination. We tell each other stories as naturally as peanut butter goes with jelly. In fact, we've done it so long and so often, we take stories for granted. Yet we rely on stories to show us the way, like grace in our lives. My favorite writer, Anne Lamott, said this about grace in her bestseller, Traveling Mercies, Some Thoughts on Faith. I do not at all understand the mystery of grace, only that it meets us where we are, but does not leave us where it found us. It can be received gladly or grudgingly, in big gulps or in tiny tastes, like a deer at the salt. Stories are change. Stories meet us where we are and carry us forward to where we need to be. Through many professional lives, I've spent over 30 years as a story doula, midwifing stories out of many people in many settings. We have amazing stories of change that deserve to be heard out loud. Translating those stories from personal memory to spoken word can help us all to be seen and heard, to understand and be understood. Walking is like a story. Never underestimate the power of walking to reveal the world around us and within us. Whether deep in a forest, a city park, through your neighborhood, or around a lake, walking encourages us to live in the moment of the present. On a walk, we can pause, breathe deep, look around, listen and feel restored. Walking settles our mind, ignites our imagination, and solves problems. I know that walking relieves pain we didn't know we had and replaces it with hope. Hope and imagination. With hope and imagination, we grow our optimism, which translates to compassion, connection, and community. That sounds like a pretty nice place of belonging. So it's a natural stories from women who walk. On this weekly podcast, you will hear Host on Mic stories and meet my guests sharing personal stories of what's been revealed to them while walking their lives, plus 60-second reveries on this and that. But all stories, gathered and told, to give you a sense of delight, exploration, insight, challenge, and experience. If the notion of listening to the music of the spoken word intrigues you, motivates, encourages, or even calms you, remember it all begins here with a story from women who walk. Come for the stories, stay for the magic. You will have wonderful company as we walk our lives together. You've been listening to Stories from Women Who Walk, a weekly podcast from Whidbey Island, Washington, featuring stories from women who walk. You're invited to subscribe and continue listening on Simplecast or your favorite podcast platform. When you return, bring along your friends and walking partners. Till next our paths cross, think about this. With a little hope and imagination, what would you like your life walk to reveal?